Proverbs chapter 4 is where we're going to look this morning, and you're going to want to keep your Bible open. We're going to look at several scriptures this morning in the message. I want to preach to you this morning about walking straight forward. Walking straight forward. Let's read here Proverbs 4. Can you stand with me? And let's read Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18 to the end of the chapter. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18 to 27. The Bible says, "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness, they know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time when we can come study the Word of God together. And I pray, Lord, that you'd use these scriptures to speak to our heart today. Help us to be challenged. May we not veer off course. May we keep going straight ahead and straight forward for God, and not maybe go down a direction or go down a path that would be wrong for our lives, that would be hurtful for our testimony as Christians. Something that would take our hearts away from God. Father, help us to be walking close to you, walking on the path that you want us to, and never turning aside, never turning back. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You can be seated there. As I began to, months and months and months ago, really be studying some of these things in the scriptures about walking, it led me to several verses where the Bible talks about walking straight and so on, and not turning to the right hand and not turning to the left hand. And it was from that really I began to study this and prepare this message. And I just want to make a number of statements this morning that will build on this truth and hopefully help us in our Christian life together. Number one this morning is this: there's a right path and a wrong path. That ought to be an obvious. It talks about it there. If you still have your Bible open, look back at verse number 18. We said there's a right path and a wrong path. Verse 18 says, "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." So there's the path of the just. There's a right path. There's a good path to be on. Verse 19 says, "The way of the wicked is as darkness, they know not at what they stumble." We can be in the way of darkness, or we can be on the way of light. We can be on the path of darkness or on the path of light. I want to walk on the good path. And I think all of you would say, it's my desire to walk on the right path in life and to walk the way that a godly man or a Christian lady ought to walk and how we ought to live. There's a right path and there's a wrong path. And we got to make sure we get on the right path and stay on the right path that God has for us in our lives. Second statement is this: God's word is essential to helping us stay on the right path. God's word is essential. God's word is necessary. God's word is needed and important to help us stay on the right path. Look at what it says in verse 20. "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart." Interesting here, and I understand it was the Solomon speaking to his son, really, in the book of Proverbs. But it's amazing how many things in Proverbs really are just so parallel to really, whether it's just a matter of him challenging him to listen to his words or also to listen to the word of God. You know, when he talks about keeping his words in his heart, that's important. Keeping the instruction of a father in your heart, especially if you have a godly father and a wise father. But aren't we reminded in the book of Psalms as well that we're to hide God's word in our heart? We're to keep God's word in our heart. And it's so important. It says, "Let them not depart from thine eyes." And we'll look at another verse that kind of parallels that with the word of God. "Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." Now turn back with me to the book of Deuteronomy, if you would. Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter number 5. And let's look there at verse number 32. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 32. It says, "Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you." Just like Solomon speaking to his son, said, "I want you to listen to my words. I want you to turn to the right or the left. It's going to be life unto you." That's what Solomon said in Proverbs. Don't turn to the right or the left. It'll be life unto you. You listen to my words. They're going to help you. And so on. Verse 33. "You shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess." Chapter 6. "Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God hath commanded you, hath commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it." And then look it down at verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 to 8. It says, "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine" what? You see it? You got your Bible? "Shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes." They shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. Go back to Proverbs chapter 3. He talks there in Deuteronomy, God talks about keeping the Word of God in our heart, keeping the Word of God as the frontlets between our eyes, keeping it in front of our eyes. Proverbs talk that way as well. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 21 says this, "My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not," there's the word, "stumble again." Remember back in Proverbs 4, it talked about how walking on the way of darkness, their feet will stumble. But listen, if you're walking on the right path and on the good path, you're not going to stumble. We need to make sure we're walking on the right path, but the way to do that is through the Word of God. How are we going to know the right path from the wrong path? How are we going to know what is right and how to please God and what to do in our life? Stay in the Word of God. Fill your heart and fill your mind with the Word of God. God's Word needs to be in our hearts. And we also see from all those verses we read that it needs to be in front of our eyes. It needs to be as the frontlets between our eyes. It's what guides us, what we're focusing on, what we're seeing. We need to keep the Word of God in view. We need to keep the Word of God in our heart. Listen, the Word of God ought to be at the very forefront of our mind and of our thinking. That when we think about, well, what should I do? Well, what does God say about it? What does God say about it? Rather than, well, just what do I think I should do? No, what does God think I should do? What does God say about it? If you filled your heart and you filled your mind with the Word of God and you've kept the Word of God in view in your life, then you know what? You'll know which path to take. You'll know when you're making the decision, what direction should I go? What should I do? Well, this is what God wants. This is what God wants. Stay in the Word of God. Fill your heart. Fill your mind with the Word of God. Keep it in view in your life. God's Word is essential to helping us stay on the right path. Number three, to stay on the right path, we must guard our heart diligently. To stay on the right path, we must guard our heart diligently. You know, the Bible teaches us the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Our heart can deceive us. Our heart can deceive us. We need to guard our heart because of that. Proverbs chapter 4, look there again down to verse number 23. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 23 says this, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Verse 24, "Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee." You know what, sometimes just, I've read the book of Proverbs over and over many, many times in my life, especially Proverbs and Psalms. You know, I probably sometimes in my thinking just kind of thought about, you know, if I'm guarding my heart, I should put away a froward mouth, and I shouldn't have a froward mouth, and I shouldn't have perverse lips and so on. And that's true, we shouldn't. But when I was studying it this week, I realized that's not exactly what it's saying here in these verses. You know, the book of Proverbs, when Solomon's giving a lot of instruction to his son, he's instructing him a lot about, you know, to be not be a companion of fools, be careful of scorners, and so on. And what he was talking about in that verse, and I'm the preacher, and I'll tell you something, I was always dumb about that verse, just kind of thinking about me, but that's not what he's saying. He's warning him if he's going to guard his heart and keep it diligently for out of the issues of life, about putting away from me those with a froward mouth, those with perverse lips. If I'm going to guard my heart and protect my heart, as Proverbs, as Solomon warns his son constantly, we need to be careful about what we listen to and who we listen to and so on, in order to guard and protect our own heart. To stay on the right path, we need to guard our heart from wrong and sinful influences. We need to guard our heart from things that could maybe divert or maybe change our direction, maybe detour us and get us off the right path in life. We're to put away from us those with a froward mouth and perverse lips. We should not hang around or be influenced by those whose speech will affect our heart with things that are impure. You know, we can have friends that maybe their speech would try to take us onto the wrong path because their speech is not pure, their speech is perverse, or their speech is not helping us or encouraging us to do what God wants us to do. Do you know you could even be influenced by that through things, you know, through the internet or through television, to listen to those whose maybe speech would be froward or perverse and so on. And we need to guard our heart against those things. To guard our heart and stay on the right path, we should not walk with those who are not walking the same direction that we are. Doesn't that just make simple sense? Yes, it does. Thank you. Thank you. You know what? If we're going to be on the right path goes one direction. The right path doesn't go this direction and then go this direction and then go this direction. God's path is a path that tends to go forward. It tends to go one direction. It tends to be a narrow path. We need to walk with those that are walking the same direction, walking on the same path. Look what it says back in Proverbs 1 and verse 15. Proverbs 1 and verse 15. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. Verse 16, for their feet run to evil, make haste to shed blood. And we don't want to read all of Proverbs 1 right now, but he's giving a warning to his son about being careful. Being careful who you walk with. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Because listen, if there's them, there's a type of people that are not walking in the same direction. They're not walking on the right path. They're not walking in a way that they want to glorify God with their life. Don't walk with them. Don't walk with them. He says, walk not in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. To guard our heart and stay on the right path, we should not walk with those, not walk in the same direction. Look what it says in chapter 2, Proverbs 2 and verse 11. Proverbs 2, verse 11. Discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. You know where a person learns discretion and understanding and where we get wisdom from? It's from God and from God's Word. It's going to be from the Bible. That's why it's so important, right? As we said, that we get in the Word of God. It says, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. If I'm going to stay on the right path and stay on the path of the just, and I'm going to walk in the light, I need to be careful, right, about who I'm walking with and who I'm listening to and so on. It says, they leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. Verse 20, Proverbs 2:20, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of righteous. So he says, be careful. Be careful. You need to have discretion and discernment about who you walk with and who you listen to make sure you keep, if you're going to stay walking on the right path, you can't be walking with and being close with those who will be trying to walk in the way of darkness instead. Proverbs chapter 4. Go back there. Proverbs chapter 4. And look at what it says in verse 14. Proverbs 4:14. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Again, a warning. Guard yourself. Guard your companionship. Guard who you become close friends with. Because you don't want to be close friends with and be close companions with and be walking in the same direction with those who are not walking the same direction where you should be going.
If you want to live the Christian life and you want to walk on the path of the just and you want to walk in a way that pleases God, you can't walk that direction while at the same time walking with those who are froward and perverse in their direction, who will walk in the way of darkness. We just can't do it. So to guard our heart and stay on the right path, we should not walk with those who are not walking in the same direction. To stay on the right path, we must guard our heart diligently, we said. Number one, we said there's a right path and a wrong path. That ought to be clear and obvious. Number two, God's Word is essential to helping us stay on the right path. Fill your heart, fill your mind with the Word of God. Let it be the frontlets between your eyes. Let it keep it in view all the time. Keep it in view. Fill your heart with it. Fill your mind with it. That it'll help your thinking and your decision making and so on. To stay on the right path, we need to guard our heart diligently. In the Bible, we talked about how it warns there could be some wrong influences. Number four, keep your eyes focused on the right path or the straight path. Keep your eyes focused on the right path or the straight path. Proverbs 4 and verse 25 said this, "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyes look straight before thee." I've probably not been in a shopping mall in years, to be honest. Praise the Lord. Isn't that a blessing? But I got to go on a date with my wife this week. Somebody babysat for us, praise the Lord. And we went out and had a nice dinner at the Pickle Barrel. And we went to the mall because I wanted to do something nice for my wife. And we went shopping. We went in Sears, which is pretty relatively safe, hopefully. And then we ventured into the mall a little bit. Now, there was times where my wife, being a good wife, "Oh, don't look that way. Oh, don't look that way." It's pretty, you can't be a man and walk through a mall nowadays if you want to be a Christian man. That's probably why I've avoided malls for years, because probably two out of every three stores is going to be having pictures up there that shouldn't be up there. Anyways, that was just for free. You might think, that guy, what's he talking? Okay, you want to be a godly man and a pure man, just tell your wife, you can't go shopping in the mall, okay? And it's indecent there. So my wife, you know, don't look to the left. Oh, don't look to the right. You know, keep your eyes straight on and so on. And that's you know what? Hey, that's good. I hope you just laugh because it's funny, because it's there's some funniness to it. But understand how true it is as well at the same time. Listen, if we're going to stay on the right path in life, we got to focus straight ahead. Straight ahead and keep our eyes on the right path, the straight path. The way of the Lord is a straight way. God's ways are right. They're straight. They're just. They're good. A lot of things in the world will try to make us take our eyes off the Lord. A lot of things in the world will try to make us take our eyes off the straight way. But we need to continually focus our eyes on the Word of God and fix our eyes upon the Lord and His ways. We've got to guard our eyes. Guard our eyes to keep our eyes on the Lord and keep our eyes on the Word of God. If we're letting this be as the frontlet between our eyes, and that's, I looked it up to understand what it meant, and that's really what it meant. In the Old Testament, the time that was written, there would have sometimes been something that would have worn, that would have hanged down, and literally that would be a focus. For us, God was teaching the Word of God needs to be the frontlet between your eyes. That you know what, you can't look to the left or to the right. You're keeping your focus on the Word of God and on the what is right and so on. We need to keep our eyes straight ahead. Number five, be very careful of little steps or little decisions. Be careful of the direction your feet are pointing. Be careful of little steps, little decisions. Be careful of the direction your feet are pointing. You know what, you might be on the right path today. You might be walking on the path of the just and so on, learning to walk that path. But you know what, you change the direction of your feet just a little bit today. You make a little decision that's going to alter your direction just a little bit. Listen, if God's path keeps going straight forward, and you alter just a little bit, you know, after a time, you're not going to be walking. There's some of you in here, I think, some of you in here could testify of people that you've known and Christians you've known in the past who one day they were walking on the same path that you are today. And little decisions, Just little decision here, a little decision over there, kind of pointing their feet in a little bit different direction, where today and where they're headed is really where you're going to be on completely different paths. On completely different ways, on completely different roads. Hey, we need to be careful about little choices and little decisions, because just a little changing our direction can greatly impact our destination one day, to make you end up at a far different destination than where you ought to end up. We need to make sure we're staying on the path of the just. We're walking on the right way. Little decisions can affect your direction and take you off the right path. Your destination will be determined by your direction. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Let God direct your paths. Let God determine your direction and the direction of your feet and the steps that you take in life. The Bible tells us the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Be careful of the little steps and little decisions. Careful of the direction your feet are pointing, because it could take you off the right path. Number 6, if you're going to stay on the right path, be careful not to turn to the left or the right. Walk straight forward. Look at what it said in Proverbs 4 and verse 27. Proverbs 4 and verse 27. "Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." Satan will provide so many things on the left and the right to distract us. He will. Satan, he's serious. He'll provide so many things to distract us. He'll provide so many things on the left and the right. He'll provide temptations to cause us to sin. He'll provide us distractions to keep us from doing the will of God. He'll provide us excuses to keep us from being faithful to church. He'll provide us amusements to steal our time and make it so that we're just too busy to serve the Lord. He'll give us distractions to keep us from doing some things that the Lord wants us to do. He'll maybe provide us with some entertainment that just kind of gets us busy and occupies our time that, then we didn't have time to read our Bible today. He's deceptive. And all along the pathway of the just, he's putting over distractions over here and things over here, and wanting to appeal to us to turn aside, turn to the left, turn to the right. He wants to keep us from doing the will of God. Satan is always after us. When you get saved, he's lost you in the sense that you're a child of God, you're a child of light, we're no longer children of darkness, the Bible says. And Satan, even if he wanted to, he can't take us to hell with him, but he still wants to keep us from doing the will of God. He wants to keep us from walking on the right path. He wants to keep us from doing what God wants. Listen, we can't be sidetracked by the devil. God's word warns us over and over again to be careful to not turn to the left hand or to the right hand. Look at these verses with me. Proverbs 4 again, 27. "Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." Turn back with me to the book of Joshua. The book of Joshua, chapter number 1. Joshua chapter 1. As you're looking there, let me read you again a couple verses in the book of Deuteronomy 5:32 said this: "Ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left." Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy 28 and verse number 14 said this: "And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left." Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 7. Those were instructions given by Moses. I'm glad there was a guy, Joshua, that was listening to him. And he says now here in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 7, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." We have these warnings. Don't turn to the left hand. Don't turn to the right hand. If you're going to prosper, if you're going to be a good success, you keep walking in the way God wants you to walk. You keep on following the Word of God in your life. Keep it as the frontlets between thine eyes. Keep it in view. Keep it in your focus. Keep it in your heart. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. Joshua 23. Joshua chapter 23 and verse number 6.
says something very similar. Be therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand or to the left. 2 Kings 22:2 tells us about a young king named Josiah, and it says about him, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord and turned not to the right hand or to the left. I wish that could be our testimony, the testimony of every one of us, if God was to write about us, and there was a so-and-so who did right in the sight of the Lord, and they turned not to the left hand, they turned not to the right hand, they stayed walking on the right path, they stayed walking straight forward for God, they stayed on the path of the just. That's the way, the path we need to walk in, and not be distracted, not be deceived, not be turned aside to the left or to the right. I said this morning, number one, there's a right path and a wrong path. Only you and your heart know, you know, which path you're on. First, you better be saved if you're going to be on the right path. But even if you're saved, make sure. We've read it over and over again. Walking in the law of God, following the word of God in your life. There's a right path and there's a wrong path in life. Number two, God's word is essential to helping us stay on the right path. How can we know right from wrong, light from darkness, without the word of God? Keep it as the frontlets between thine eyes. Keep it in view. Keep it in your heart. Keep it in your mind. Let it help you in your thinking and decision making and so on. To stay on the right path, we need to guard our heart diligently. Again, because there can be wrong influences. There can be the scorner. There can be those that would wrongly influence us to go a wrong direction. Number four, keep your eyes focused on the right path, on the straight path, and keeping the right things in view. Number five, be careful of little steps, little decisions. They think, oh, that's not very important. No, be careful of the little decisions you're making that will be taking you the wrong direction in life. Number six, if you're going to stay on the right path, be careful not to turn to the left or to the right. Walk straight forward. And last thing I want to share with you this morning is this. Turn with me over to the book of Luke in the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 9. Luke chapter number 9. Number 7 this morning, God's number perfection is this, to keep walking straight and continuing on the right path. Don't turn back. Don't turn back. Don't turn back. Keep going forward for God. Luke chapter 9 and verse number 57 says this. It's a test of discipleship. It says, and it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Oh, that's wonderful. Isn't that a good decision? Somebody would say, Lord Jesus, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. That's wonderful. That's a good decision. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto him, said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home in my house. And Jesus said to him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Don't look back. Don't turn back. Hey, you may be a man or a lady that said, I want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ in my life. I want to follow the Lord. I want to walk the right path. I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to be what God wants me to be. That's wonderful, and that's a good decision. But don't turn back. We need to make sure we're not distracted or deceived by the devil to turn to the left or turn to the right. But also, don't ever make that decision to say, I'm turning back. I won't follow anymore. I don't want to walk this way anymore. Don't turn back. I really, truly believe that if a person is truly saved, truly born again, I don't think they can lose their salvation. But no, the Bible says either turning back looking back is not going to be fit for the kingdom of God. You know what? If we've truly been saved and born again, but at some point in our life choose, I'm turning back, we're going to be not a very good fit in heaven. It's going to kind of be an awkward fit, won't it?
Could you imagine there standing there before God and, you know, people being rewarded? And we turn back. We turn back. It's like one of those kids' games, you know, where you got shapes and you're trying to put shapes in into the thing, a triangle or square or an oval or whatever. It'd be like trying to put a square into a round hole, you know. It's just not going to fit real well. Listen, let's not turn back. Keep on going. Keep on walking straight. Keep on walking on the right path. Don't turn back. Keep going forward for God. Psalm 44:18 ought to be our hope and our prayer and desire. It says there, our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined from thy way. Our heart is not turned back, neither have our steps declined. That means you turn to the left or turn to the right. Neither have our steps declined from thy way. That ought to be our desire, but more than that, I hope would be our testimony one day. That we could honestly say, I've not turned back. I've not turned to the left. I've not turned to the right. I've kept walking straight forward for God on the right path and doing the will of God for my life. Hope that'd be your prayer and desire and even a testimony one day. I've not been turned aside. I've not turned back. But I've kept walking straight forward for God, walking on the right path, trying to do the will of God, trying to walk in all His ways.